Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7
for America on Wednesday, October the 7th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemirin.
And I'm Gibbs Dume in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and around the world. As of yesterday, Zimbabwe had recorded 7,915 cases after 17 people tested positive. It had 6,440 recoveries and 229 deaths following the death of one person. This leaves the country with 1,246 active cases.
And there are 229 people who have actually died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And indications of that the disease is still around, although cases have actually gone down. Now, worldwide, Jonga, we see that over 35 million people have contracted 19, and over 1 million people have died. This, according to Johns Hopkins University. And in USA, there are more than 7.5 million people who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 210,918 have died. COVID-19
Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya dzakati kuti. Asi nyaya hombe yatiri kutanga kutarisa denda reCOVID-19 muZimbabwe. Umo tinoona kuti vanosvika 7,915 kana kuti zviuru zvinomwe nemazana mapfumbamwe ane gumi nevashanu. Ndo vanhu vakabatwa nechirwere ichi kusvika parine zuro mushure mekuvhenekwa kwevanhu vanokwana kuita 17 kana kuti gumi nevanomwe vaine chirwere ichi iye nezuro. Izvi zvakasiya vanhu vapona kubva kuchirwere ichi vari pazviuru zvitanhatu nemazana mana nemakumi mana 6,440. Kwoitawo vanhu vashaya kusvika pane zuro vanga vave mazana maviri nemakumi maviri nevapfumbamwe 229. Zvichitevera kushaya kwemunhu mumwe chete. Zvakasiyawo zvakare nyika iine vanhu vanokwana kuita chiuru nemazana maviri nemakumi mana nevatanhatu 1,246 vari vachiri kurwara nechirwere ichocho munyika angadzi pachirungu maactive cases. Pasi rose vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni makumi matatu nemashanu 35 million vabatwa nechirwere ichochi. MuAmerica chete vanhu vanodarika 7 million kana kuti mamiriyoni manomwe vabatwawo nechirwere ichocho. Imwe nyaya tiri kutarisawo zvakare nhasi inyaya yegakava kana kuti debate riri kuitwa pakati pemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaVice Pence nevari kukwikwidza vachishanda pamwe chete nevakadomwa kuti vange vachimirira kana kukwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika vachimirira bato reDemocratic Party vaJoe Biden. Senator Kamala Harris vari kuita inonzi Vice Presidential Debate nhasi manheru ano muguta rinonzi Salt Lake City kudunhu reUtah muno muAmerica. Vatanga vachiitawo gakava. Izvi zviri kuitika mushure megakava rakaitwa pakati pavaJoe Biden nava Donald Trump. Svondo rapera iro gakava rakaita kuti vanhu vakawanda vabvunzane kuti ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa here nekuti varume vakuru ivavo vanonzi nevamwe vaikandirana makobvu nematete vasingapanane mukana yekuti vange mumwe achitaura zvaiita kuti vashoropodzwe nevakawanda. Asi vamwe vari kuti gakava ranhasi iri richange riri gakava rinofanira kunge richitarisirwa zvichibuda zvakanaka zvaifanange zvichiitwa pagakava rava Joe Biden nava Donald Trump ndozvakutarisirwa zvinge zvichiitwa nhasi. Gakava iri riri kuuyawo nguva iyo mutungamiri weAmerica vaDonald Trump vakabatwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 pamwe chete nevamwe vavanoshandawo navo mukamba yavo kuwhite house ikoko vakabatwa vakati kuti nechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tiri kuonawo pasi rose dzimwe nyika kusanganisira uyo America nana UK chirwere icho chinonzi chaakuti simukei kunyange hazvo kuZimbabwe chiri kunzi chiri kudzikira Gibbs.
Kunjalo kunongoke wachonga kana mberi ovika khonapo kuti umongameli Donald Trump ubanjwe mukuhlani weCOVID-19. Siyabona kuti eWhite House asebanjwe umukuhlani lo. Kubesekubuya njalo noStephen Miller onguye phela ophethe intambo khonangale eWhite House. Nguye umcebisi omkhulu kamongameli Donald Trump okhuluma ngeze-immigration, akhulume futhi nawo ngokuthi ezombangazwe kumele zinjani. Nxa sikhangela konke lokhu khanya ngazani sibili khonangale eWhite House sokuzalele ingwe. Nxa sikhangela futhi kusiya phambili ukuthi umnumzana Mike Pence nonkosikazi Kamala Harris bakhangela ukuthi bazangqikilana namhlanje mba bekhuluma ukuthi sokumele phela kwenze ukhetho welemelika mhlaka 3 November kulokhetho olukhulu kakhulu olukamongameli ayo olubhelana necala lephalamende nxa singakhuluma kweZimbabwe kuthi ngapha kuthiwa yiCongress. Nxa sesikhangela konke konoku baya bekhuluma ngakho njalo lokuthi kambe iCOVID-19 yaphathwa njani umongameli Donald Trump. Nxa sesikhangela manje kulokhu kuthiwa ngama-polls sizabona ukuthi elizweni lonke jikelele khanya ngazani nxa sikhangela kukhitshwe i-CNN ne-Reuters kubika ukuthi-ke uyakhokhela uJoe Biden nge-57-41 khonapho khanya ngazani kulokhu khanya kunegepu sibili nxa sikhangele kuma-polls leyo. Kodwa kulezi igaba ezikhangelelwe ukuthi phela yizo ezenza ukuthi umongameli abe ngumongameli kule Melika. So sizakhuluma ngakho futhi khonokho ukuthi kungaphuma kungqokomiswano le ezayenziwa ngukamela ukamala Harris nomnumzana Mike Pence. So ke kona manje I'm happy to say that John Kess are in right now. We've got Mr. Mbuso Busane, Mbuso Ntini. He's an independent political comment. And Mr. Regis Busango, he is the provincial chairperson of ZANU-PF, and that is in the Americas. So let's bring in first maybe Mr. Busango, how he this kind of a debate tonight. Chonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Mr. Charumbira, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, maybe before we go to tonight's debate, maybe you can start by giving us your views on the COVID-19 figures in Zimbabwe. Of late, we've seen that the figures are going down. What's your take on that?
Yes, thank you very much. I think it's very unforeseen that this pandemic is has no solution really. So the more people stop using precautions and measures, definitely the virus will start spreading because we don't have any solution to it. We don't have any vaccination yet. So yeah, it's unfortunate that the numbers in Zimbabwe went a little bit high than expected, and then also the way it has been, the numbers have been down for a while and there's not been any death for a couple of months, and it's unfortunate that we see that the numbers are rising again, even though the temperature is a little bit changing. I think when I was speaking to people on the ground, the temperature in Zimbabwe so far, September finished, and there was a cold breeze. There was a cold breeze in Zimbabwe for the weather of September, which is unusual. And for sure, we can see that the hot season hasn't arrived yet in Zimbabwe. And we hear that this virus does well in cold temperatures. So I think let's wait for November and December. This is our highest peak as far as the weather is concerned. We're going to have high temperatures and we'll see how it goes. And I think apart from that, the government has been doing very well in terms of trying to continue educating people and continue emphasizing that people should be very aware that this pandemic is still lingering out there. And I want to thank also the Zimbabwean, the citizens. They've been doing very well in each province. But, I mean, we have no vaccine, so let's just continue believing and praying that we won't have this rise again, maybe as we go forward. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charumbira. Maybe mungangoti de neshona ndisandaenda kuna baba ngoti neshona.
Yes, tirikuona kuti manumbers edu ku Zimbabwe ma cases of COVID-19 anga amboti dzikirei vanhu vanga vachishaika nechigwere chivanga vanga kutanga tava ne zero recording for a couple of months, but taona kuti all of a sudden tirikuona kuti manumbers aya atikwirei mbichana. And izvozvo zvinoratidza kuti chigwere ichi since chisina vaccination vanhu vedu vanofanira kungova vari vachikondinya kupractisa social distancing, washing of hands regularly and use of sanitizers, because chigwere ichi chiri out there hachisati chaenda. Saka also chandiri kuona ndechekuti September usually kunenge kuchipisa, and chigwere ichi chinoita chino spread more kana matemperatures are low. Tiri kuona kuti September unonzi wapera wese, matemperatures ekuZimbabwe ari a little bit low. Saka now zvatakinda kuna November, October, tapinda October, now takinda kuNovember. Ndo nguva yedu yekuti weather yemuZimbabwe inenge ichi matemperatures anenge achiraisa. Saka tinotenda kuti takusvika munguva yekuti chigwere chichiva chinge chiri very low muZimbabwe. Ndoda kutenda kuti government yedu kuti vari kuramba vachikurudzira vanhu kuti rambai muchipractisa social distancing, muchiita maregulations yese ari kunzi aitwe neWorld Health Organization, kuitira kuti chigwere ichi chinge chekuti tinofanira kuchiminimisa nokuti chichiri out there. Saka vanhu vedu they have to be very aware, ngavarambe vakatarisira kuti vakazvichengeta pachirwere ichi. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Your take, sir. What's your take on the recent low numbers in recorded for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Hello.
Is that me, Mr. Chong?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that for me?
I think
no, for go ahead, sir. Kuluma.
Oh, okay. I believe that all countries around the world were impacted.
Mr. Chong, is that for me?
The availability of the test kits. So when you look at a country like Zimbabwe or any other third world country, it is really hard to believe that their numbers were ever accurate. Because when you look at the number of cases, they are driven by the number of tests that you do. So in America, in Canada, in many other countries, they tried to do as much testing, but they were also behind. They didn't get to test as many as they had hoped. But in Zimbabwe and other countries, we know obviously they did not test enough. I believe now the numbers appear to be going down. I don't think that is actually true. I think the testing is not as, inclusive. If you look at the rural area, there is no testing in the rural areas. So a lot of people, with all the issues that are happening in the cities, lack of water, lack of electricity, lack of jobs, people have moved to the rural area and testing hasn't followed them there. So I think in Zimbabwe, it's really hard to, assess the accuracy of the numbers at this point.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, now what you seem to go on Sunday, come back, come on,
Mokubona kwami niwona ngani into ye COVID-19.
I think Gibbs.
I can hear you. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I COVID-19, ukuthi amanamba akhona azale kuhle, they are driven by ama-test. Mm-hmm. So nxa ukuthi ilizwe linganelisi ukuthi litheste abantu abaningi, kusuka inamba yakhona ingazwakali. Ungakhangela amazwe anjengemelika, eCanada, Britain, bazama ukuthi betheste abantu abaningi kakhulu, kodwa labo babengantho abayehluleka ukutheste abantu ngobuningi, kodwa kade sebethesta silokuzwayo. Kodwa ungakhangela eZimbabwe, asizange vele sitheste okuzwayo. Njalo khathesi amanamba akhanya ayehla, mina ngombono wami angikholi ukuthi wona amanumber ngkwawo ayehla. Mbona ngani ama-test ayenziwa ungakhayela abantu abaningi sewumuvile baya emakhaya bebalekela ukuswala kwamanzi imsebenzi lamagetsi emadorobheni. So laba abantu abasemakhaya akula bantu ababathestayo. Siyezwa from time to time uzokuthiwa hayi kobani umuntu kobani ubhubha umuntu amalanga elandelana kodwa abantu labana abathestwanga ukuthi babe kuyini. So emaphandleni lapha amanumber akhona angiboni ukuthi i-government yethu ilama-resources ukuthi ihambe wonke amakhona omhlaba e-test abantu wonke. Inkho amanumber akhanya ngantu ayehla kodwa mna ngibona ngokwami ukwehla kwakhona ayisikho. Njalo i-second phase zathutsha njalo sesivulela amabhoda there is a chance ukuthi amabhoda evulwa izikolo zivulwa abantu abaningi bazagula. Amanumber nxa ukuthi a reporter accurately kumele ekhanye khwena njalo umbono wami.
Yes, Jonga.
Thank you so much. Tirikuenda kuna vacharumbira asi kune background noise yakati kuti ndofunga vari kundinzwawo. Vacharumbira, muri kundinzwa? Vacharumbira, can you hear me?
He says he can, yes.
Yes. We have seen that. Okay. Tribuna, it maybe gives you can forward that.
Yes.
We have seen the government relaxing COVID-19 regulations and requirements, now allowing people to even leave the country as long as they have those COVID-19 certificates. Is that not, in a way, going to bring in the disease or the pandemic into the country?
So, Mr. Charumira, the question is, the government is allowing people to move around, leave the country, come into the country. So is this not going to cause havoc in terms of COVID-19? That's his question.
Okay, thank you. No, Mr. Gibson, if you look even all over the world now, because we have to open the economy and we cannot continue closing. The only thing we can, the government is doing is we need to let people in and out so that the business can start happening in our country. Otherwise, we are going to be, locked up, and we can't continue being locked up. We did that already, and that took a toll on our economic growth. So now the only thing that the government is going to do is to emphasize people to be very careful. And one thing I wanted to say is that our people also, they have to be responsible, because mostly people are likely to stop precautions. The moment that they see that there is no death happening because of COVID and the numbers are not, they're checking the updates and they see that the numbers are not growing, people tend to forget that the COVID is still, COVID-19 virus is still lingering around. So they tend to live a normal life. But we want to urge the citizens that we have not arrived yet to the time of living a normal life as far as COVID-19 is concerned. The government will continue to open up the borders for people to freely coming in and coming out. But the responsibility now is up to us citizens. Let's continue those precautions. Because the moment we stop that, we will see the number of cases rising up. And then the government will be forced now to start putting more restrictions. And I think once the restrictions have been opened like this, we have to take the responsibility so that we can continue having the movement and the mobility that we've been not receiving for some time now. So I think the responsibility is no longer too much on the government, but it's now on us citizens of the country.
Yes, gentlemen, we are trying to get another guest, Mr. Tim Muringai. He says we can call him right now, and he's going to explain one or two things. But maybe we can turn, while I'm still looking for him, let's turn into hardcore politics. We have seen that a lot has been happening at the White House. And one of the issues is President Donald Trump has got COVID-19. Excuse me. And so a lot of things have been happening. Some people are saying, well, he didn't handle the disease properly, but others are saying, you know, he has tried his best. So there are two coins, sides of each, of a coin. So, but at the end of the day, did the president handle this COVID-19 properly? Let's hear from Mesantini. So So I'm trying to cue him in so that we can hear his kind of view. Understand it?
I think when we look at COVID-19 from the beginning to where we are today, I don't believe that it was handled in an appropriate way by the U.S. government. I mean, of course, all, you know, blame directs is directed to the president, Trump. I think we should have acted much earlier, as soon as we heard of what was happening in China. But of course, we know what happened subsequent to that. There was some denial. He called COVID-19 a hoax. You know, he said it would go away by Easter. So he pretty much wished it away. He thought it could just go away. It would never enter the borders of the U.S. So a lot of things should have been put in place as soon as we knew about the disease in China. You know, one of the reasons why, you know, we ended up where we are, of course, there used to be a pandemic committee or, you know, a task force at the White House under the Obama administration. When Trump came in, he pretty much got rid of the pandemic task force, which pretty much these were the people, these were the CIAs of the pandemics. These are people that would have known what was happening around the globe and would have given Trump more information, and hopefully he would have acted on that information. But when you start looking at the current state with him now, presumably, you know, being, infected or having COVID-19, at the same time, he's acting as if he doesn't have it. So there's a lot of people that are even questioning, does he really, you know, is he really COVID-19 positive with the way he's acting? You think people around him, the health professionals, would not allow him to act the way he's acting if he was indeed COVID-19 positive? So there is a lot of things that are being questioned. Yes, it's a political season. We are only less than a month to the elections. So I can see maybe there's a need for him to be out there, you know, to make sure that his voters know that he's doing okay. But at the same time, when you look at the COVID-19 holistically, I do not believe that he handled it appropriately.
Tonga?
Yes, thank you so much. Let me go to Mr. Charumbira. Vacharumbira, tirikuona ku muzinda we White House, mutungamiri wa America va Donald Trump vakabatwa vaine chirwere che COVID-19. Tirikuona vakawanda vanoshanda navo kumuzinda ikoko nemanga ma senator vakabatwa vaine chirwere ichocho. Zvizvi zvamungataura tirikunzwa vakawanda vachiti va Trump vakarera kana kuregerera denda iri vachiritora sedambe.
Mr. Charumbira is asking for your take on what is going on at the White House in Shona, and then English briefly.
Yeah, Saka, I think in Shona, no doubt, in the fungi, I think it starts a life, yeah, President Trump. President Trump, Munane, Asingaduku, Kurusa, Kanaku, Kushoa failure. Saka, problem, I got Kandayoguti. Vaka blame China for the virus. Saka va blame China for the virus. Avana kwanza kuti vange vachizopfeka mask. Because kupfeka mask kwavari kune vanenge va submit himself to the Chinese virus yavanotaura. Saka ndinoona kuti problem yaitika yakaitika ndeyekuti kana chinzi virus ino spread ne kusapfeka mask. Chiroka isa sanitizer yako. Usina kupfeka mask. According to World Health Organization regulations, unobatwa neCovid. Saka tirikuona president vedu vanenge vaita president Trump vakaita neglection. Vakaita neglection yokusapfeka mask. Vachinda kumarali, and kana uri mukuru uri leader, vanhu vanotend to follow you and to do exactly how you are doing. Because as a leader, unenge uchitaridza vanhu kuti do like me. Saka vanhu vaenda kumarallies kuya vachingoitawo zvaita President Trump vasina mask. And saka naizvozvo taona isu kuti ivo vazopedzisira vabatwa neCovid yacho manje. And dei vanga vari munhu anga achingopfekawo mask yake, I don't think paiita problem at all. But now we see kuti pavakaita ipaitwa hearing ya ya vanonzana va Coney judge, the new Amy Coney, the new judge of the Supreme Court of Arara, that they want to put there. That gathering was a epicenter of COVID-19 at the White House. We see that almost, I think I can guarantee you, Brother Gibbs, that most of the people that were there, maybe 99.9%, they have COVID because they were not having masks. And to furthermore, most of the people who were actually riding the Air Force One, flying the Air Force One together with the president, most of them probably had COVID. They might not really say it because it's a political secrecy. But that's the issue. I mean, they should have just put masks and just follow the guidelines, because these guidelines are for everybody else. They are not for Americans. They are for everyone else, and they come from the World Health Organization. And we see that even when this COVID, when the breakout of COVID-19 came, President Trump was actually fighting with the World Health Organization, still telling them that I will not fund you, when they were putting the measures for everybody to follow. Now, in Shona, I would say President Trump, I think he got a failure. He could have taken a mask. He got a failure as a leader. Kana uri leader vanhu vanokuteverera. Tirikuona isizvo muZimbabwe medu kuti president Mnangagwa vari kufamba vakapfeka mask pese pavari. And the president vedu vari kuti ende chimwe chatoda kuemphasize ndicho kuti kana munhu akapfeka mask yake ngavhare muromo wake nemhino yake. The mouth and the nose should be covered in a mask. We see that president Mnangagwa always put his mask, and not only that, vanopfeka futi ma gloves everywhere pavari. Vanopfeka ma gloves plus mask. Is also not quinta more than beyond, which is good. Could you prevent that you check COVID? So I just want President Trump, Wanga was gonna pick my gloves, Wanga was gonna pick my mask, and if I found Babachi Van Vachua Tevera, Vagadero, and Vangachi, Vanga Munu, which is President Trump, Vanga submit himself who virus Gozi, a Vanga submitter to China by Kanavaka pick a mask, Kurangi China, and he got a mask. Saka iwo vanga vasingadukita izvozvo, vanga vachipokana nekuti virus iyi yakabva kuChina. Saka izvozvo ndozvaitisa kuti tione kuti virus iya yazozara paWhite House. Vanhu vakanga varipo pa gathering ya Judge Munyuwani aroda kuti aiswe Supreme Court. Vose vazhinji vakaita COVID. Nenyaya yekuti havana kutevedzera chii ma precautions nema measures. Saka I think kuti ngavatevedzere mutemo nema regulations e COVID hazvine ino kuti uri mu American kana kuti uri kupi. World Health Organization yakati vanhu vese pfekai ma mask. I think ukapfeka mask yako ukapfeka ma mask yako ukatora sanitizer yako ukaisa maoko unenge wazvichengetedza padenda re COVID-19. Harina denda iri harina rusarudzo kuti uri president wenyika ipi kana kuti uri ani, rinobata anyone else. Ndatenda.
Thank you very much. I think we have to switch onto another topic today. Jonga, what do you think?
Yes, we can talk about the vice presidential debate. That is a hot topic, and it's on tonight in Salt Lake, Utah, here in America. Maybe we can start with Ms. Tintini. Ms. Tintini, your expectations on tonight's vice presidential debate.
Thank you, Mr. Jongwa. Hello, Mr. Charambira. I think now we can actually hear each other at the same time. Tonight, I think we are looking for a civilized debate. We are looking for a debate that will discuss issues that people care about, you know, the American voters. We are hoping that today this would be a replacement of what happened last week. I see that Mike Pence may come in and try to correct the wrongs that President Trump did. He may actually come out more presidential than Trump. Then on the other hand, I see Harris. I think she's a very outstanding woman. She will come in and put the facts. There will be less fed check negatives, I think, this time around. So I'm looking forward to a very civilized and informative debate.
Yes, now, looking at what is going on, Mr. Charumbira, Do you think that this debate is going to be fair? And remember, these are very good debaters. You know, the two are very strong at debating issues. So what do you think about what is coming tonight?
Right, I think, yes, tonight's debate, it's going to be very important. And the fact that this is the only one debate for the vice president, it's going to shape the election. And this is how it's going to shape the election. There was bickering, a lot of bickering on the first debate. A lot of people judged the first debate as two children who are in the first grade arguing about candy. And so now we are going to see the real patriots going head on, trying to fix and to align their views and the democracy into the ears and the eyes of the Americans. I think I'm looking at the fact that Mike Pence, Trump chose him to be his vice because he's a calm guy, he's very patriotic, and he's a straightforward and he's a straight shooter. And I'm looking at the fact that Mike Pence is going to come and try to correct all the wrongs that and all the perspectives that have been thrown into play from the first debate, and also this COVID issue, how it has been handled, how President Trump has been involved in this COVID saga. So I think he's going to come while calm down and explaining to the Americans. And I think he's going to be speaking to the voters this time, telling the voters what they have done. And I don't think he's going to spend much time on the COVID-19. He's going to spend more time on the economy and all other foreign policy and domestic policy. And I know he's good at that. So he's going to take the attention from COVID-19 and bring foreign policy and domestic policy and change the narrative of this debate. While Mrs. Kamala, I think Mrs. Kamala already, she's prepared to talk more about COVID-19. She has no experience of foreign policy and much of the domestic policy. If we look at her domestic policies when she was the Attorney General there in California and all that, there's a lot of different views on her record. So she's probably just going to capitalize on the White House COVID-19 issues, and also the fact that the president himself has tested positive. So she's going to hit hard on that, while Mike Pence is going to take the viewers from that angle, taking them to foreign policy and domestic policy.
Thank you very much. Babuntini, ungampendu lusitini na konoko amafichande. Especially letu chunga kanewe.
No, I think what Mr. Charanda is saying is correct. But I think, thank God, I think the moderator will come with topics to be covered. So I think the moderator will really drive the conversation tonight. If they're talking foreign policy, they'll stick to foreign policy. So, yes, but initially I can see Harris needs to come out and point out how bad this administration has failed in terms of COVID-19. And also what developed yesterday, the talks around the stimulus package. A lot of Americans were looking for the second round of the stimulus package, but Trump just said, you know what, no more talks. So people are waiting to hear what the Biden and Harris ticket has to say about the stimulus package as well.
Yeah, it's very fine. Listen, David, look.
Moderator uza banguye okhokhela ukuthi kukhulunywa ngani. Njalo ngiyabona uHarris, yes, uzakhuluma kakhulu indaba ze-COVID ekuqaleni, kodwa I think uzakhuluma adlulele phambili ngoba wesikhathi akufuneki ukuthi kukhulume into eyodwa many, many times. So I think initially uza highlighter ukwehluleka kwa-Trump le administration yakhe nge-COVID-19. Okunye azakhuluma ngakho yukuthi uTrump usethe ama-talks elokhu ze not ukhulunywe nge-stimulus package engaqhubekeli phambili. Abantu abaningi e-America bebeyimelela imali evela ku-government ukuthi basize for ama-employment lezinye izinto ezibahluphayo.
Yes, akuzakhuluma kuDonga.
Yes, thank you, Gibbs. And just to add up on what we are talking about, tonight's debate will be moderated by Susan Page of USA Today. She will be the moderator. And, you know, there was the issue of the plexiglass. And of late, Vice President Pence's team was saying no to plexiglass. But we understand that they finally agreed to that. What's your take, Mr. Tin?
Obviously, if someone is coming from the White House, interacting with the White House, I would not even want to be anywhere near them personally. So, you know, this is just like, you know, Harris to say, hey, at least let me protect myself and those around me. So I would definitely, you know, do the same thing if I were in her shoes.
Jaromir.
I didn't hear. I can't hear Mr. Jonga, but I hear everybody. So I didn't hear the question.
Okay. The question is, you know, there's this division that has been done to say, okay, let's have some screens during the debate. So the Pence team has agreed and said, okay, let's have them, you know, in case there could be some spread of COVID-19. So at the end of the day, what's your take on that? Realizing that a debate is about not what comes out of your mouth, but even body language. So in a glass, can you make that kind of body language, you know, and all those kind of things?
Yeah. Mr. Gibson, you know, you see, we have to look at the times that we are living now, right? We are living in this COVID era, and I think what's important is life after the debate anyway, for Kamara and for Pence. They better be protected. And I think also they've said that this one, there will be viewers. I think there will be audience. And the audiences also are being tested as they come in and they get a wristband. I think, I don't know if you've heard that. But we see that. I think on this debate, everybody's going to be tested. And also, that's also a precaution that they, at least they should put dividers. I am for that. You know, putting dividers, it will help the spread of the virus from one person to another. And I'm sure the visors will be probably very clear enough for them to see each other's posturing and all that. So yeah, I think it's a noble idea to do that. And I think the debate for Trump and Biden, they should have also done the same thing. I mean, if America is a great country, they can improvise and put something that is something that even when you look at it on the television, you might not even see that there's a visor. While it's there. So I think the most important thing, let them do anything possible to protect people from contaminating and also from spreading this pandemic from one to another.
Then when you look at issues like COVID-19, what role is it going to play in this debate, Mr. Vusango Charumbela?
Right, I think before the COVID-19, this is the greatest nation on this globe. They have ammunition for anything else. They have the capability of finance. Mm-hmm. They rule the world as far as finance is concerned. So we see that there's nothing really hard for America here on earth. But when the pandemic came, we see that the victim of this pandemic in this whole world is USA. Even the smallest countries in the world, they have not recorded casualties as the USA, which is a very, very sad moment for United States. So COVID-19 is going to shape this election because the numbers, especially in New York, we saw the governor there, Cuomo there. He was already saying, I think he closed some schools yesterday. He was about to close some essential businesses that are not essential, and synagogues. He said he was going to shut them down because the numbers are already skyrocketing again. And he was saying, I cannot let people die. So I'll do anything possible to make sure people don't die. And we're seeing people actually die. So, I mean, anything for me, that is going, any policy that is going to come out of this debate, but to protect people from the spread of COVID-19, I think we should just go with that. It does not matter which administration, but let's worry about the people.
Yes, let me bring in Chonga Kandemiri so that we can have him on the show as well. Chonga, go ahead.
Yes, I think I can throw a question to Mr. Ntini. Mr. Ntini, we saw the previous debate between President Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden. Seen as something that was not serious by many viewers who said that they were interrupting each other and they were being disrespectful at times. What do you expect of tonight's debate between these two vice presidential nominees?
No, I think today it will all start with the moderator. I think the moderator has to set the tone right away. I think the moderator needs to have more control. Yes, the first debate between Trump and Biden was a disaster by any measure. We shouldn't expect that in a global leader in terms of politics here in the U.S. for that to happen. So I think today the moderator, I believe the USA Today, is kind of in the middle. It's not left or right. So I'm hoping that she'll come in, be balanced, and make sure that she's not being interrupted and no one is being interrupted. So I think if she can set the tone at the top, you know, right away and make sure that, and I'm hoping that also, you know, with what happened in the first debate, I'm hoping that now the committee on debates already had the candidates sign a document to say who adhered to the rules of the debate. So I see today, I think it's going to be a very civilized, maybe even boring debate. People will stick to the rules. People will fear interjecting each other. So, you know, we look forward to, people presenting facts, people addressing issues that impact the American people. And not only the American people, I think people around the world, they are looking for the foreign policy. Personally, I believe that when you look at Pence and you look at Harris, they are not really, on this ticket as VPs. These guys are pretty much the number one ticket. When you look at Trump, he's much older. You look at Biden, they're much older. So I'm looking for these guys. They are already setting the tone for the next, round of elections where they'll run themselves as the presidents of this country.
Maybe you can repeat that in Sindebele.
Yes, Sindebele, ngithi khona khona. I think namhlanje sabona kule debate enhle kakhulu. Abantu bazahloniphana. I-moderator kuzamile vele ekuqaleni itshela abantu ukuthi belandele imithetho eyiyo abayisayinileyo bengakabuyi kudebate. I think namhlanje kuzakhulunywa izinto ezakha abantu. Kuzakhulunywa izinto ezitshoyo ukuthi i-COVID-19 le siphila kiyo sizaphuma kiyo kanjani. Siza kuze iqiniso ukuthi how far away ngelokuzeni kuyini lokhu umuthi we-COVID-19. UTrump wathi khona, hhayi uselwa amaviki amabili amathathu. So hopefully uPence will be objective and will tell us some effects in terms of like how far away are we with the vaccine. So we are looking forward to a very debate civilized, debate enhle. Engxenye vele izagcina isilalisa isibhoka ngoba abantu sebelandela imithetho kakhulu.
Mr. Charun, so as a Zimbabwean, as a Zimbabwean, what could be of benefit to you when you watch some of these debates?
Right. I think, you see, I always give the example of ZANU-PF and MDC Alliance. Mm-hmm. And I think my brother there who just spoke here, I think I like almost everything that he has said. This debate we are going into tonight, it's going to be more of articulacy. It's going to be more of direction, order, mm-hmm. and also giving the viewers or the Americans exactly what they expect. It's going to happen tonight, and there is no other way. So you see that the bickering and all this infighting and all this childish, you know, tantrums and all that is not going to happen tonight. And we see that in Zimbabwe. And the result of this debate tonight, you will see how civilized USA is, even though they go through turbulences. But tonight they are going to clear the path to democracy and civilization. That is going to happen at the end of the debate tonight. And this is when us as Zimbabweans should look at and take from there. If we are talking about democracy, then we have to kind of come to a point where we also follow those that are ahead of us as far as democracy is concerned. For example, why are we having a lot of bickering in Zimbabwe? When are we going to also come to a point where we have debates and situations where we are handling our political situations without endangering the lives of the people? Especially when you look at the MDC alliance being invited to Poland, they refused. They want to have their own terms, and now we are seeing that Dr. Kube is appointed the opposition leader in parliament. And Britain actually intervened. They came with the idea, and they said they proposed that if MDC alliance Chamisa becomes MDC, the opposition leader in parliament, they will fund his pay, and he refused. I think also the government, we should also give the benefit of doubt to the government. They've done everything possible, try to culminate the situation, try to make things work so that at least we can have a platform where our politics can shape our democracy. And this is what I'm saying. Like tonight, we as Zimbabweans, we should be able to come out of this debate tonight and see how that can fit into our politics in our country. So because we are tired of sitting on the same spot over and over, year after year. We can't continue from election to election without anything that we have between the two elections.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
I can throw a quick question to Mr. Charumbira. There are many people who think that in Zimbabwe we will never see a presidential debate. Do you see one?
So the question is, do you see any presidential debate in Zimbabwe in the near future? Very briefly, so that we can take care of your baby. Mr. Charumbira.
Yeah, I don't think there's a debate can be done even for 2023. There's no problem at all. But I think for you to come to the debate as a political, as an opposition or as a political party in Zimbabwe, we have to kind of have some form of agreement and some form of a relationship, right? Because you have to plan these debates and put rules. But if we are already violating rules before we are already going against the government, because you look at the Biden team. They disagree with the administration, Trump's administration. But when you look at America, their internal issues are internal issues, but they don't divide them to a point where they go sideways and they never want to come on the table to discuss the way forward of their country. We need to start having that. So we start from there. Charity begins at home.
Yes, so much. I think we've got Ketua Pepe on the line. Ketua, we can only see your glasses and not the... Yes, now we can see you. Take it down a little bit. Just down a little bit. Yes, right there, Ketua. So now, Ketua, tell us, what's your take on the U.S. Vice presidential debate coming tonight?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I am very much looking forward to it. And I'm hoping that Kamala Harris can pull it off. And I think with the two candidates that are debating tonight, they are not as combative. I know that they're going to respect the debate rules. I think they're not going to behave like the boss. So I'm not looking forward to the VP is a very reserved somebody. So I think he's going to respect the debate rules. I'm looking forward to it. I'll have my popcorn ready and in front of the screen waiting. This one is going to carry weight on both sides, I think.
And Mr. Mbusontini is saying, in the same token, that's going to be boring, you know? If you're listening to people who are too casual, too formal. So Chini is saying it's going to be boring because of that. So people too, being too casual.
The other thing too, which I need was the other people talking, so I can only hear you.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I can only hear you.
Okay,
so
quiet.
So I'll just be responding to whatever you ask me.
That's right. So quiet, yes.
Yes. So, yeah, actually, this debate is going to carry weight on both sides because now both sides will behave, respect mm-hmm. the debate rules so that we can actually get content out of them. What I am curious to find out is how the VP is going to defend his boss. That's what I'm curious about.
Yes.
Because the VP himself, he's a true Republican. And the Republicans don't do some of the things, don't do most of the things, if not all the things that the boss is doing.
Chonga, maybe to get you, then go to Ntini.
Yes. Welcome, Ms. Bebe. My name is Chonga Kandemiri. Maybe you can give us your views on those who are saying that the politics here in America, this time a month away from elections, is too much centered on COVID-19. Maybe it's because of what happened at the White House and also President Donald Trump testing positive for COVID-19. Are there any other topics besides this for people to discuss?
So, Ketua Bebe, the question is, are there any other topics to call for tonight except COVID-19? What is happening at the White House? What do you think?
Other topics is why is there so much stuff. One topic that I'm hoping they will address in addition to COVID is why they have so much staff turnover in the White House. What explanation does he have? Because these are the things that he was attacking Obama on in the past election, saying that Obama has too much staff turnover. So I want to see how he explains his own staff turnover. Why is that every ex-staff member leaves the White House and writes a book against him? Why is that?
Yes,
all the time. And then ngabe phume ofisini bayebhala yamabhuku bekhuluma ukuthi uboss wabo uwesithi esenza ukuthi lokuthi lokuthi. Ngikhangelela ukuthi bakhulume ngakho khonokho. Singakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani khonapho ukuthi abantu abakusebenzelayo bathi bephuma bakhulume kubi ngawo.
Yes, I was going to get to his club. I think we still have Mr. Ntini. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Mr. Ntini, your take on what we were just asking Ms. Bebe, that many people are talking about the COVID-19 issue. What else can be expected to be discussed at tonight's vice presidential debate?
Mr. Ntini, go ahead. What else can be, do you expect other issues to come out during the debate, except COVID-19?
Yeah, I think definitely they need to talk about healthcare in general. You know, the Obamacare needs to be addressed. And also the Supreme Court nomination, I think, may come up. We should, you know, get to hear what Pence thinks about the candidate and also what Harris thinks about that candidate, given that Harris and, you know, she comes from, you know, the legal background, so hopefully she will have some input on the Supreme Court nominee. And in terms of, like, you know, the timing of when that Supreme Court should be voted on, I think that would be you know, something to hear. And I'm also, you know, I don't know, in terms of like foreign policy and also things around, you know, domestic issues, there's a lot going on outside of COVID that is kind of, you know, right now we are only focusing on COVID, but we have to look at what's happening with Black Lives Matter. You know, given that Harris is Asian, Black American, I can see, you know, those issues coming up, and also her record when she was in California as the, I can't remember what position she had, but I think she may get questions around her record there as well. And I think it could be a good opportunity for her. I think a lot of Black Americans, Black voters, have a question mark in terms of her time in California. So hopefully it will present her the stage to let the world know, to let the voters know, and clear things out.
Your last word, Mr. Charumbira. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Brother Gibbs and the team. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes, I would like to thank the panelists, Mr. Jonga and Koma Gibbs, and also Brother Mtini. Thank you very much for a constructive debate. I think today we kind of agree in a lot of things as far as our views are concerned, and I think that's a very good thing. It's a plus. Like you said on this debate tonight, like I said as a wrap off, I think we see that. Of course, they are going to talk about the Supreme Court nominee. That one is going to come into play. And they will try. I know the Democrats are saying because of COVID-19, some of the Senate from the Republican Party should not. Let's postpone it. And I think Pence will be coming in with how they will modernize to have that Supreme Court.
Sorry, I think you got cut off, Charumbira. I think we cannot hear him now. Sorry for that. Ketwe Bebe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and I could hear him also talking.
That's all right. We got cut off a little bit. So yeah, your last word.
My last word is, again, I want to reiterate that today I'm hoping that we can actually confront issues from both sides. The Supreme Court nominee, understanding why the Republicans are going against what they said when the last year of Obama being in office, understand their logic there, understand what the healthcare issue. They've been in office for 4 years and they still don't have a plan on healthcare, but they want to turn down Obamacare, but they don't have a replacement. And we need to understand the logic there.
Okay, yes, thank you so much, Ketio Bembe. Mr. Vuzango, 10 seconds. 10 seconds, sir. If you can hear me, Vuzango, I think he's out. Mr. Njini, your last word, sir.
Us over, and I think I agree with Mr. Charanda. This was a more civilized conversation, but he tried to bring in politics, the Zimbabwean politics, but we'll let him fly with that for today. In any case, thank you so much. I look forward to the debate tonight. And like Kate said, I am getting my popcorn and also some Red Bull, just in case it could be boring.
So, your last word, 10 seconds. Do you think this is going to change the complexion of the whole presidential election? This debate.
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, I think I got cut off. Yes. Of course, this is going to change, and the incumbent, definitely, Pence is going to come very, very prepared, and as you know, Pence is someone who is very practical and very, I think what is an expertise in terms of public speaking, and the counterpart is not really experienced on these platforms yet. So he's going to come prepared to deliver. And you see the presidential character out of Pence tonight, that even if the Republicans lose this election, they might already have a nominee to represent them.
Thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of our show today. We should thank our guests this evening. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Chitimurari, Rakanaka Vateriri, Nevatariri.